Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Good Day program now in the countdown mode. As on a weekly basis, we do the ancillary piece, the accompaniment, if you will, to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, which you hear on all of these same stations. So we have the list of the charts, as they are referred to by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com every week. And I try to go through the story list. Jay Kirshner is here with me. Jennifer has a family situation, so she's not able to join us. I always like to have Jennifer Horn's input on things like this because she's on top of it with her morning show at KRLA in Los Angeles. But we'll manage to make it through, Jay. The number one story. I'm going to do it differently than I usually start at 10 get to number one. But I'm starting. Let's switch it up. Number one on the list this week, the story list, is the situation that we find ourselves in with the continuing hammering, the partisan politics, some of the things that have happened this week. There are a ton of those, so we'll get to that stuff hopefully in detail. The economy is number two. January 6th is number three. The war is four. COVID is five. Elon Musk, well, the whole business of what's going on in the big tech companies, number six. Crime, violence, guns, seven. Immigration is eight. The abortion right discussion, Roe v. Wade, continues to sort of hang over us like a cloud of marijuana that we were talking about on the Good Day program earlier. And the James Webb Space Telescope, number 10. Fascinating. That's, for me, that's the most interesting story of the week. Not it only is really it new, is. But it's fabulous.
It is fantastic. So visually stimulating. These photos are amazing. And just to think that by the time this light hits us, how many of...
Millions of
how
years.
Much of that doesn't even exist anymore?
Yep, it hasn't for millions of years. All right, let's go through the people list. Joe Biden's number one on the list. Trump's two. Ron DeSantis is three. Gavin Newsom is four. Kamala Harris is five. Liz Cheney is six. Pat Cipollone. Now, there's a name that I don't recognize. That's something we haven't talked about this week. Who's Pat Cipollone? Anybody going to jump onto that one? We'll find out. Joe Biden is eight. Putin is nine. And Brittany Griner is 10. So I would put, if it were me, I'm not doing the research here. I'm gearing this on what we've talked about. And we're only one of, let's see, how many, probably 45 shows that are surveyed, national shows, a dozen of those, and then the rest of them are local shows in various size markets. So I would put Liz Cheney, frankly, in the number three position. Gavin Newsom is such a gas bag. There are people. He is. He's a certifiable egomaniac, and it's always just about him. Blah blah blah.
It's always something.
Yeah.
And then number three, Ron DeSantis. Both of them are always in the news for something, and it's always significant. Let's be honest. It definitely grabs the attention of anything going on.
My son and I have been talking about, and I'll have more of a conversation because I'm actually going to see him this weekend, about leaving the country. And people say, he's a communist, that kid now. No, he is concerned about his son and other children that would be in the family and doesn't like the way California is going, doesn't like the way the country is going. And you know what? There's a survey around this week that suggests that less than 20% of Americans are satisfied with the way the country is going. So what direction is that going to take you? Is that going to take you into being more serious about who you vote for, being more involved in what's going on in your community? I live in a town of 73,000 people, and the mayor is trying to fix problems. The community is so badly run It almost got into state receivership. It's just a mess. And the egomaniacs that were running things before, they didn't want to take any credit. They didn't want to get involved. They didn't know what they were doing. So anyway, there's a big push to have volunteers involved in various boards and commissions. Get people, you know, we need more diversity. Because Framingham's a pretty diverse community. So let's get people from the south side and to serve, because mostly the people that are on boards and commissions are from the north side, the side of town that I live on. The Southsiders, a lot of them are immigrants. A lot of them don't understand the language. A lot of them they don't trust the system, so they don't want to be involved. So they haven't been. But now the mayor is reaching out, but it's very hard to get people. There are two things that are a problem, Jay. One of them is getting people to volunteer for boards and commissions to serve, to help the city. The other one is to find people in jobs, that is, people to work in these various departments, the planning department, right? Finance department, the Department of Public Works. There's nobody, either they don't want to work or there aren't qualified people to fill the slots. It's an amazing reality. You see it in government, but you see it also, you hear it from employers across the board. Finding good people to work, we have really hit a buzzsaw here. And you wonder, okay, why is that? And the same thing goes for politics. We've got a bunch of flunky donkeys, whether it's local politics, for the most part, there are not good people that are running for office locally. Statewide offices, like people, you know, look at the governorships around the country and the people that inhabit those offices. Newsom, he's the best they got in California? I don't think so. But the good people, I go back, I always use Bloomberg as an example of this, because I felt he would be the most qualified by far to actually run the country efficiently. But because he didn't do well in front of a camera, or he didn't do well in a debate, he's disqualified. What kind of thinking, what kind of logic is that? Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, anyway, I'm off on a tutor about Newsom, and you said what I believe is correct in terms of DeSantis. So let's move on. We'll have more discussion. I want to spend some time on the economy, which is number two this week. We'll get to that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
15 past the hour, the Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, based on the surveys that are done by Talkers Magazine every week. There's a story list and a people list, so we are going through some of those stories, give you some comments. With regard to number two in the economy, I thought this the closing of these stores by Starbucks was an interesting reality check, Jay. They're closing 16 of their stores this month because they're concerned about the locations. They are not safe, and they don't seem to be able to get people that are in public service, people that are in the police, to take note of the unsafe circumstances where these stores are usually put in pretty upscale neighborhoods. So what does this tell you?
Well,
go ahead.
It goes to show, too, that Starbucks is actually starting to take, because they get a lot of heat with employees wanting to unionize and the higher-ups saying, trying to stop them and closing locations that are getting close to unionizing. And this is them also saying that these are statements coming from employees of saying, I do not feel safe. I don't feel safe working in this location, whether it's customers coming in that are causing a scene or people who are not customers finding their way in, drug abuse. They have been told at these locations before they had closed that they are welcome to close down the bathrooms if they feel like things are going on. They're even welcome to close the store early if they themselves do not feel safe being there. And it just started to happen way too often to the point where they were like, we can't have these locations anymore. We just need to shut them down.
So is this the business of drug abuse and its impact on society spiraling out of control to the point where the Los Angeles locations, Seattle, Philadelphia, Portland, Washington, all of these stores were in good locations at one time. But now, because of things that are changing, the reality of the neighborhoods, and is this serve as a commentary on lack of law enforcement's ability to control the problem? That's what they're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. And it seems to me this is an indictment of the system if these locations can't anymore support safety. It says to me that the problem of crime and violence is extending itself into areas where heretofore it wasn't a problem. That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
I think it is,
and
anyway.
I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all. It's definitely, there are so many different things. And think about gentrification, where we think that all of this is starting to happen in, quote-unquote, well-to-do neighborhoods where this didn't used to happen. Well, where are people going to go if everybody keeps getting pushed out of their own neighborhoods and neighborhoods are getting flipped and what was once considered a bad area is now rental housing developments because all these companies came in and flipped everything?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that, and I suppose that's a legitimate concern, but I also think there's something else going on that's not, that we don't have all the pieces. I just don't think that law enforcement in some circumstances can do, whether their hands are tied because of societal demands, too much politically correct thinking, or the police, the caliber of the people being hired to be police officers. I don't know, whatever it is, but I know that it seems to me, and I can see it in my community. we've gone through a process. There are a couple of areas downtown that were so over infested with drug sellers and buyers and stuff, and they just came in and they just cleaned them out, cleaned out the nests, and now there's a meat market in one place where you couldn't go down there at night. It was horrible. You wouldn't want to drive by there at night. And this is a pretty upscale community. So this is that's the point that I'm trying to make here. If there's a company like Starbucks is closing, they don't go into a location that is questionable at all. So if the locations are becoming questionable, that's because something is happening. And maybe a sort of confluence of a lot of different things, Jay, as you're pointing out, things that are changing and obviously not for the better. So some food for thought. I guess that connects number two with number seven. Number seven is crime and that sort of thing. So, and the economy is affected by crime. No question about that. All right, 21 after the hour, Talk Radio Roundup.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review, a part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are here. Normally Jennifer Horn joins us for this hour, but she's out. Or actually, wasn't it her grandfather, I think, is teetering on the edge. And so she and her mom went to take care of that, hold a good thought for her. As we go through the charts, we always have a lot of comments from social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter at Good Day On Air. So the stories that have been followed by listeners this week, here's one that's beginning to stir the pot, Jay. The business of this public service announcement in New York focused on nuclear doom. There's an instruction public service announcement. The Emergency Management Department released a 90-second public service announcement featuring empty city streets, sirens going off, and there is the background accompanying commentary. So there's been a nuclear attack. Huh?
Yeah. And it even goes on.
So what do we do?
How or why, but there's been one. Okay, now what? What do we do? And it's supposed to go through a step. It goes through a step-by-step guide of what to do.
In 90 seconds? How ridiculous.
Yeah. And people talk about fear-mongering of various things. This is that, too.
Guess what? If there's a nuclear attack on New York, everybody's dead. And so to kind of screw with people's heads and think that there's a way, this reminds me of what we did when I was a kid when there were Connell-Rad. They used to call them a Connell-Rad alert. People listening right now that go back that far, remember when you would go and go to the boiler room in your elementary school, or you'd be told to go stand underneath the stairwell. Well, the stupidity then, and the more stupid because we understand it now, if there's a nuclear attack, you're all dead. You're not going to go hide somewhere.
Wouldn't it be more realistic if the nuclear attack was somewhere else, but then the radiation could potentially hit, and then this is what you do?
Well, radiation.
Like the circumference of where it is, not the direct vicinity of the blast.
Yeah, what's the indirect impact
of it? Yeah, right. But the all that extra space. It should almost be like, okay, it didn't hit New York. It hit elsewhere, but you worry about the radiation. Now here's what you do.
All right, so I saw a comment or two about that. Let's go into the comment section from our social media and find out what some of you listeners are saying. You can start with the comment about the PSA.
Yeah, the most followed stories this week, Sharon Grace asks, why would New York City broadcast a PSA for a nuclear attack that's unlikely to happen and even called it fear-mongering?
Mm-hmm. It is fear-mongering.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't help. In 90 seconds, it's asinine to think that anybody's going to, A, listen to, oh, yeah, I got it. It's kind of like when you get on a plane, the flight attendant stands in front of the cabin and takes you through what you do when you put the flotation device on or what happens. And nobody's paying attention to that. And if the plane starts going down, the last thing you think about is, all I want to do is get out. Anyway, so maybe some people pay attention to it, but I think it's more fear-mongering than anything else. So that's that comment. We're going to have some more comments from some of the stories followed by us this week. It's 28 after.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging the group of 20 major economies to address a food security crisis that's being caused in part by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yellen calling on the G20 nations to help those in need and boost their spending on food security issues linked to the Russian conflict. President Biden is continuing to defend his trip to Saudi Arabia. Talking to reporters in Saudi Arabia, Biden cited good talks on ensuring adequate global oil supplies to lower gas prices.
And thanks to many months of quiet diplomacy by the staff, we've accomplished some significant business. First, as you saw this morning, the Saudis will open their airspace to all civilian carriers. That is a big deal.
Biden adding that he did talk about human rights issues with Saudi leaders. This is USA Radio News. a health insurance provider makes a big announcement.
Health insurance company United Healthcare announced during an earnings call Friday, starting next year, United Health will stop charging a copay to its fully insured members for several critical medicines, including insulin. Red-hot inflation has led many patients to ration life-saving drugs and become sicker as a result. CEO Andrew Witty added, "This all depends upon manufacturers restraining and lowering the list price of their products, which is the fundamental driver of costs." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Opening statements set to get underway next week in the penalty phase for the Parkland, Florida school shooter. Prosecutors will lay out their case against Nicholas Cruz starting Monday. Throughout the trial, jurors will see graphic evidence and tour Madry Stoneman Douglas High School, where Cruz admitted to killing 17 people back in 2018. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, something we do every week with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, included in the conversation are many of the stories that we've discussed during the week on the Good Day program. Jake Kirshner is here with me. The economy. Let's finish the comments from social media because as I look through some of these things here, we just made reference to the PSA in New York, but there are other things that people want to be heard on. So what do you have there, Jay?
Yeah, the January 6th hearings is definitely something a lot of people are watching. Donna Alou called it a one-sided dog and pony show.
Yeah, and well, then if you're not open to the information that's on the other side, that's always whether you're on the left or the right. If you're closed to any input from somebody else other than you or people who think like you, then yeah, that's kind of what you're going to think. It's a one-sided show. It's it's pretty obvious.
Like a lot of things are that way anymore.
And yeah, they are.
If you are a staunch Republican or a staunch Democrat, you will typically.
I don't even think it's.
I don't like putting everybody in boxes, but I do think that mentality is kind of goes to anything that's on the opposite side. Where if you are a part of any of the other parties, or maybe you're nonpartisan, it's a little bit easier to try to get more information, I guess, and look at it without a specific point of view, if that makes sense.
Well, it does. I'm nonpartisan in that I don't like, the whole philosophy now behind parties and their control mechanisms is anathema to me, and it's ruining the country. The debate, for example, on abortion rights, that kind of stuff does nothing but split. There's no agreement. It's this way because I think this is right. I discount you because you don't agree with me. Now, that's very unhealthy. It's a sickness that has come over us in this country. And if you can't, you know, the business about what Ms. Alou says about the January 6th hearing, which is number 3 on the countdown this week, one of the things that I thought was interesting, as long as we're there for a minute, go back to the socials, but a couple of things about what's happened regarding the January 6th hearing. There was a kind of an interesting, and this is off the wall, but from the No Publicity is Bad Publicity department, the Dr. Pepper folks, seemed to benefit from the one of the attorneys who played a key role in Trump's attempt to overturn the election was testifying before the committee, and somehow or other her choice of drink got the attention of the news media, a lot of pictures of her drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper.
The unintentional product placement.
Right. Yeah, right. So anyway, she took a long sip from their blend of 23 flavors. So just it was kind of a little levity. Do you like do you like Dr. Pepper? You drink any
soda? It's very sweet. I don't like to drink it all the time, but it's good. I just don't give me anything diet. I don't like the diet pops. I don't like the aspartame stuff.
The aspartame's bad for you. The sugar's bad enough, but aspartame's
so
hard.
Bad. Yeah, exactly. And it tastes gross. It's just
It was Bradley Whitford, the actor, said it was the worst Dr. Pepper commercial ever. it was odd, and yet it was fun, and we do need to have some levity, I think, around this stuff. Meanwhile, also with number three this week, the Secret Service getting ridiculed. There's a lot of skepticism about them for blaming a device replacement program for text messages that was deleted before the insurrection that began on January 6th. So this, if I read this correctly, there were people who were warning the Secret Service and they deleted those messages because they don't want to look bad because they had warnings and they didn't do anything about it. Isn't that kind of what we're talking about here?
That's one thing people can take from it, for sure. Especially, it's a little suspect of it was January 5th and 6th when they started deleting these messages as, like you said, part of this quote-unquote device replacement program.
Mm-hmm.
It's the timing of it is pretty
suspect. Fishy. Yes. Fishy. That's a good way of putting it, yeah. Okay, so anyway, that's enough on the January 6th thing. Let's get a couple of more comments from the listeners this week on the news that has been followed, so help yourself.
Yeah, the 10-year-old girl who had to cross state lines for an abortion after being raped, that's definitely been one that people have been talking about. Soli Peter says, the poor 10-year-old girl who was raped and needed an abortion, and how no one seems to be talking about the rapist being in the country illegally. This week we learned who the rapist was charged with rape with knowledge to at least two times. And I had to do a deep dive to find a little bit of history on this person. You can't really tell how he was connected to her, if it was a family friend or not, but he's originally from Guatemala, and some news sources are saying that he was in the country illegally.
Well, this just goes to show how oftentimes these stories bleed into from one to another. Number eight is the immigration conversation. Number nine is abortion rights. So here these two come together, and there are so many people. I don't remember seeing anything that has, if I were doing telephone calls, I'm guessing that it would, as the hosts say sometimes, light up the phones. I don't take phone calls on the shows I do anymore because I think that it doesn't add to the conversation. You don't hear anything new. Usually it's just the same stuff. Yeah, go get those guys now. There's much more to this. This is a sickness here that we've got this. And then I'm looking at, as we continue to talk about the number nine issue, the state of Texas this week sues the Biden administration to block the federal rules that basically compel doctors to perform abortions in emergency situations where a pregnant woman is at risk. How do you fight against that? Who in their right mind, honestly, really, the mother's going to die, so they're going to end up both dying if you don't perform an abortion? What? Are there women who are standing up and saying this is a good idea, or is it just a bunch of old gray-haired men gaggling away? I look at this picture of the guy who's Governor Abbott of Texas, and how do you, are we on, like, different planets? Really, honestly, how do you argue in favor of killing both the mother and the child? How do you say that's okay? We're going to go to court. This conversation is sick. sick.
Well, and it goes along with the rhetoric of some people believing that the only reason people get abortions are because they weren't practicing safe sex and they were
there's plenty of that, and they're right about that.
But that's not the only reason.
No.
And I think that that's the only argument that you tend to hear a lot.
The one size fits all doesn't fit. This is a very complicated issue. All right, let's see here. What do we have? Let's see, number, who is looking at some of these news story comments? Teresa, is it Rachie? Interesting thought.
Yeah, Teresa Rachie points out that Teresa wishes more people would pay attention to the meth crisis that's happening, and it says that it's really bad in Tucson.
It's bad. It's bad everywhere.
It's bad everywhere. Teresa's not wrong. There is definitely a meth crisis happening.
Is the U.S. heading in the wrong direction? Question that we posted on our social media. What do you get for responses there?
Karen Morgan says, very much in the wrong direction. Socialist Marxists aren't even trying to hide their fundamental changing of the U.S.
All right,
says, yes, it's the wrong direction. It's just a varying... Yeah.
Which direction is wrong? Is it left? You go your way, I'll go my way, and I'll get to Scotland before you. The fundamental changing of societal mores, there have been, if you will, socialist, communist, whatever, however, you know, socialism bled into communism in the 50s, and it's still sort of there, depending on your age and your understanding of what Marxism is and what socialism is and what communism is, what Leninism is. I mean, you can, there's isms coming out of feudalism. It's like, hello, there are isms everywhere. And so in this circumstance, the idea that that the socially liberal want to pay for college for everybody, for example, or they want health care for everybody, or whatever, you know, there's something that tweaks us on that side of the ledger. I'm not for, frankly, on my own side, paying for college tuition for anybody. I think that's not the way to go. I'm a taxpayer, and you're a taxpayer. We're all taxpayers, and I don't think it's my job to pay for somebody else's education. They can figure out if they want to go to school, great, you should get an education, but not on my back. Let's be, there are things where I draw a line in the sand in terms of social policy. We need to help and be aware of helping people who can't help themselves, whether it's physically, mentally, whatever the ruler is. That's what we need to be doing and paying more attention to, like men and women who've been in the service and they don't get service from the vets. Why are we going to pay for somebody's college and we're going to watch a vet commit suicide because they can't do it? What the hell's the matter with the thinking here? That's my question. All right, that's headed. Our thinking is heading us in the wrong direction when that becomes a priority. All right, what else do you have for comments here?
Larry Bergloff says, wrong direction indeed. We've watched in real time as Joe Biden has totally messed up the country even more than those who came before. Starting on day one with his first anti-Trump executive orders, Joe Biden is simply not smart enough to run the country.
Joe Biden did what every other president does when they first day in office. They reverse whatever the last guy did the last day he or she was, he was in office. So, and nothing new there.
And that goes along with the fight against the right and the left.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
It's way too marked.
United States of America. Where's the United part?
Yeah. All right. Where's, got one more here? Yeah, the Supreme Court comment.
Says, yes, SCOTUS has been weaponized as a functioning militia of the extreme right wing, the evisceration of women's health autonomy surrounding a condition that would not happen if men had not set it in motion, the absolute desecration of the nation's most paramount founding principle, separation of church and state, and God knows what else is about to be taken away in terms of constitutional rights, should be a cause for extreme alarm.
A lot of alarm. The battle cry here is very disturbing. No question about that. 47 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for the week of July 11th to the 15th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list first, if you please. Doug Stephan, starting at number 10, the Space Telescope. Wow, that James Webb thing. If you haven't looked at those pictures, please avail yourself of that opportunity. Number 9, a discussion of abortion rights. the lawmakers who've been caught flat-footed in this row between the Ohio girl and what's going on. Wow, what a mess. Number eight, immigration, the guy that that was responsible for the impregnation is an illegal immigrant, so that rolled together there. Number seven is crime. Number six, the censorship in technology. Number five is COVID. Number four, the war. Number three, January 6th. Number two, the economy. And number one, our political realities, moving into the last of the primary season and the elections coming up. That's the list.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro-mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to TopLoss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at TopLoss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10. It's at TopLoss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that, we can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to TopLoss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body, make sure you're healthy, use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com, listed every week, the top 10 people, top 10 stories. We go through them so you'll have an idea what the actual list is, but you can look them up on those services as well. Brittany Griner and her sad fate, number 10. Putin, who is in charge of her fate, it would seem, number 9. Jill Biden, 8. Pat Cipollone, I think is how we pronounce his name, the White House lawyer, is 7. Liz Cheney is 6. Kamala Harris is 5. Gavin Newsom is 4. Ivanka Trump, not Ivanka, Ivana, the mother, is in there at number 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. The Ivana thing happening toward the end of the week, so probably get some more play next week. That's the people list here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so there is, in the economy, the number of people who have become very rich and the number of people that are becoming very poor. That's sort of a cultural thing, too, don't you? There's been a lot of focus on Bill Gates and his money this week and Bezos. And
yeah, and Bill Gates intends to drop off the wealthiest people's list.
Yeah, because he's giving away, he'll only be worth $90 billion after he gives away what he's giving away. All right, Jay, thanks. 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our friend Stephen. I want to call you Doctor. I don't know why. Dr. Wiseman is here, professor of law at Bentley University, the leading expert in our country on scams. I'm convinced that I don't think you're the kind of guy that would go out and set a trap just so you get promotional benefit from it. There are some people who have done that, but because you have willing accomplices everywhere. There are scams everywhere. So the story about this professional finance company that was hacked, and when they told their clients about it, and who's at risk, what's the scoop there?
Yeah, this one's kind of bothersome to me, and I'm glad you asked about it, because much of the media hasn't really even covered this story. So this company, professional finance company, they're a collection agency based in Colorado. They collect payments on outstanding balances on behalf of hospitals and other healthcare providers. Well, they were hacked. They were hacked in February. They're just reporting it now in July. And according to the Department of Health and Human Services, there are about 1.9 million patients who are going to be affected. And these people, their names, their social security numbers, their health care records, their health insurance, all of this is now in the hands of cyber criminals, and they are in big danger of identity theft. And it's another example of so many companies. Equifax was one of the worst. They don't take the proper steps to protect our information, and we become vulnerable.
They don't have to. They're so arrogant. You talk about those three, the credit reporting agencies. Everybody always asks, where do they have their legal authority? How did they get to be the people who decide whether you can borrow money or not? Where did that come from? That's a whole can of worms. I would think there would be a ton, I was about to use the S word, a ton of suits against them for, you know, keeping people from getting things that they're entitled to because they're wrong most of the time, they're behind most of the time, you can't correct the misinformation. Aren't there a lot of lawsuits, or haven't there been, or shouldn't there be, against these three outfits?
There have been, and many of them have been successful. One of my favorites was a woman in Oregon, and she kept reporting the incorrect information. She wasn't even hacked. It was just incorrect information, and it kept coming back onto her report. So finally, the jury gave her this huge, huge award, and someone asked one of the jurors why they awarded so much, and they said, we don't want this woman ever to have to ask for a mortgage or a loan or credit again, because she won't get it with these folks.
No, good for her. Good for them. Romance scams. I've come across some romance scammers. Mostly online stuff, I guess, as much as anything else.
Yeah.
And people still are revealing too much personal information about themselves, especially to somebody they haven't never met. Why would you do that? You have any common sense?
These scammers have a knowledge of psychology that Freud would have envied. And they really, particularly with the romance scams, they're preying upon lonely people. If you want to look at numbers, you know, quite often it's women over 50, many of whom may be widowed. Yeah. And they target them online. They build up trust. And then it's incredible. The women will, and men have fallen for this too, send hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's not just here. This is a huge problem worldwide. And now there's even a new twist. There are some of the scammers that will be sending money to the women. And how it is this is money they're using to do money laundering. They'll take the money they got from a crime. They'll say, I need to wire you this money, and you need to wire this to so-and-so. So they turn turn these poor women into accessories after the fact.
Mules. But, you know, and money mules, in the manner of speaking.
That's right. That's the name of it. But, you know, you don't, when you, suddenly someone has fallen in love with you so fast, and then there's an emergency, and they need you to send money. Of course, a lot of the times, you know, the pictures, and this is one of the things, you can go online, take the pictures that get sent, and there are services that you can use, and Google has these, where you can see where these services turn up, and over these pictures, and sure enough, you'll find that a lot of the photos they send to you are from, modeling agencies or the military.
Roses are red, violets are blue, and romance scammers can fool you, too.
Very good.
Take that with you for the... enjoy your weekend. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, attorney at law, professor of law at Bentley University, and the head of Scamicide.com, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.